Hello. Hey, what's up? This is My 4000, and you're listening to Pound Back Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff. Recording out of the Pacific Northwest area, out of Portland, but popular enough to be ranked in Seattle, we are the relaunch of the Houston Press Music Awards Best Radio Program nominated Dirtbag Radio, the uncensored sex radio talk show. Only now, we're working in the legal cannabis industry in a legal cannabis state. The premise of the show is to try one strain of cannabis and to get its full effect and document what happens for science. This is a scientific study, which you are participating in by listening. So if you want to tell your friends, do that. Make sure to like, subscribe, share, repost everything you see. Go to our Threadless art store or check out our NFTs on sale. Everything you purchase goes directly back to the show. This episode is brought to you by the strain Violet Runts from the company Covert Extractions. This sample was donated by thekingsofcanada.com, local dispenser here in the area. Make sure to check out their website, www.kingsofcanada.com. So, I'll be honest with you guys. We're trying to, what we do on this show here, again, we try different strains. And most of the time, I'm sober before I start recording and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And this time, I've been smoking. I'm like, I got this. You know, I wrote everything. I gotta stop doing it. It's like the second time I do this and I fuck it up, right? I'm making noise, extra noise right now. So we smoked Violent Runts and I was like, man, I don't think I really feel that high, right? And, you know, we're probably like 15 minutes, 20 minutes into recording. And then I happened to glance at the computer screen and I am not recording. So it's not 15, 20 minutes into recording. It is 15, 20 minutes into nothing. I have just wasted 15, 20 minutes of my life, people, before this show started. Do you understand? I gotta repeat myself. I had good points. I laughed at my own jokes. You guys missed the jokes because I didn't hit record. And we're fucking shit, dude. Violent Runts. My Covert Extractions is the strain we're smoking. And, you know, it's supposed to be a show where we record this. And for science, you know, we record what happened. So, okay. Violent Runts. Let's go down the list here of things that have happened so far. Even though it's the beginning of the show for you, you're like, yo, what's going on? This is pretty quick, man. No, I have been talking for like maybe, honestly, I want to say maybe 15, 20, borderline 30 minutes. And then I happen to look at the screen and nothing's happening on the screen. My voice isn't being recorded. Now it is. I'm going to keep staring. Yeah, it is. Testing. It is recording. It wasn't, bro. And I have to blame Violet Runts because this is what this show is. We smoke cannabis. We smoke a lot of it. And man, I was already like in topic number three. I did a good little, God dang, dog. I hope my redneck doesn't come out right now. My slang here. Gosh darn it. Rootin' tootin'. So Violent Runts made me forget the most important part, which was press record. I thought I pressed record. Like it's, the mouse was over it. Did I just like not? I don't know, dude. God damn it. Well, there you go. Violent Runts, Covert Extractions. And I was even saying shit. Okay, so here's what happened on the show. The previous show that you guys missed. I should probably just keep going. I had done the intro. I started bitching about, I hadn't even gotten to the stuff here. that was on the list, but I made a list, and I was bitching about people. I guess probably a good. This is probably a good reason this didn't go down. This didn't record. It's probably the internet podcast gods helping me not say bad things that get canceled or some shit, you know. But I did say some stuff about customers calling in, because I run the social media sometimes at the Kings of Canada dispensary. I take the pictures there. But because my back's messed up, I also just stay at the front, and I'm the guy, I'm like the bouncer. I check the IDs. I give the bad news, like, hey, you're banned, or, you know, like, hey, this is a fake ID. You know, it happens sometimes, or that type of stuff. So I got to deal with that. Sometimes shit happens, you know. Someone got to, I like saying no to people. The Marine Corps really got me motivated into breaking people's hearts with words. You know, sometimes we've had to close early for Christmas parties and shit. And I about to tell people, like, I'm sorry, this was the last customer. And like, I just drove here. Like, I know we're closing. I'm sorry. And, you know, like, last call for alcohol. Imagine it's like 2 a.m. and someone comes in at 2:01. Come on, let me get one more drink. Like, no, bro, we're closed. But there are people in there right now. Like, yeah, we're trying to get them out. Like, they're done. We're done. We're closed. Come on, man. We've had that happen a couple times. You know, it's a little bit different in the legal cannabis states, the way you buy cannabis. You know, one main difference I've seen that people just buy like one joint at a time. We've had a lot of people just come in, I just want one joint. You know, they'll come in a couple of hours later. Hey, can I get another joint? You know, they don't have to stock up. You don't have to stock up. You know what I'm saying? It's like getting one beer from the store, then going, you know, I don't stock up on Red Bulls. I get one Red Bull from the store, then I need another one. Okay, let me go to the store. I need another one. You know, like, it's the same thing with joints up here, which would not happen where I'm from. And where I'm from, it's still illegal, so if someone's buying cannabis from you, like, bro, you're not going to come to my house 5 times a day to get 1 gram. The fuck's wrong with you? I'm saying. Plus, the prices are such, it's so cheap here. It's so cheap. You can get one. There's like $1 joints here in Portland. There's a part of Portland called the Green Mile where there's like so many dispensaries. It's like a cannabis. That's why they have so much tourism here. And, you know, and it's, oh, why do people go to Portland? Like, to smoke, bro. To smoke gas. That's what people come here. People don't come, you know, there's homeless people everywhere, but we don't give a shit because we're high. It's like a give and take, you know, like, yeah, you know, if we were strict like Texas, cannabis wouldn't be legal. So there has to be a little bit of chaos, you know, like a lot of people call Portland Gotham City without Batman, you know, which, yeah, Gotham City without Batman, there's a lot of people selling pot, you know, that sounds about right, you know, we're kind of running, but not really, but, you know, we're like in denial, hey, we have an election coming up, it's always an election in Batman, right, some Mary Quimby or whoever the fuck was always running for something, I think I just crossed Batman with The Simpsons. I don't know my cartoons like that. So I was talking about how violent runts, when I was smoking it, I was smoking for like a good half hour because the premise of the show is to get fucked up on the one strain. We're not wine testing, you know, we're not just like, nope, we're getting fucked up, bro. And that's what happened here. And, while I was smoking, though, I didn't feel like I was getting high. And some of the strains up here in Oregon have this thing where they creep up on you. Sometimes you, because you're just, if you're by yourself smoking, not really talking to anybody, just kind of looking at videos while you're smoking, you know, it's not a social event, like a hermit, you know, then it's going to be different than if you're like smoking socially with somebody. You know, you start talking, slurring, you're like, yo, I'm getting fucked up. Some of these strains, you feel fine until you start trying to talk. And I've had them kind of creep up on me like that before. And I felt like the same thing with this one. I felt confident, like I was, I'm doing okay. I think my words are okay. My thoughts are coming straight. I feel kind of sober. I just kind of felt a little bit relaxed, you know? And then, you know, I was kind of bragging, like, I got this, dog. You know, this one didn't affect me like the other ones. And I was going to look at the computer to look up what the fuck this strain is, just to be like, okay, am I feeling what it says? You know, I'm trying to give it an honest review. And that's when I look at the computer and nothing's fucking happening on the computer screen because I didn't press record, bro. I had already talked about a couple topics. It's really embarrassing. And, you know, someone asked me, when are you coming? When are you going to get show host? Well, for one, I'm not consistent in my life, bro. You're talking to somebody. You're talking to me like you think I have my life together. Listen to me. I'm 39 years old in college. I am scared shitless right now. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me questions about things, bro. What's wrong with you? Try not to panic. Hey, this Violent Runts. Let's go give it a little review here. One, you think you did shit, but apparently you didn't. You thought you pressed record half an hour ago into this podcast, and you didn't. The more time passes by, I'm noticing it does. So many strains make you tell secrets, dude. This one's kind of making me confess a little stuff here, which I guess is fine for the listener because you're getting to hear my secrets. I hope no psychology students like listening to this fucking podcast as a study and be like, hey, this guy has early onset dementia and has been recorded numerous times on this podcast. Here's an example A. Talks in the third person. Like, bro, I'm high. Most of the time, you know what sucks, man? Fucking TikTok, dude. Every time I watch on, you know, because if you're a right winger, it's a conspiracy from China or something. Right, and the premise is you only get to see certain bullshit on there that's not supposed to help you. Like, I guess the whole thing with that is China, their population, they get to see, like, science stuff that would make, like, yeah, let's do good things. And then here in the United States is, like, bullshit. It's like, oh, this is just a distraction. That's why TikTok idolizes, like, these people. And, one thing I've learned about TikTokers the hard way, because, you know, whenever, I don't know if you guys got into investing when this pandemic shit started, right? And then GameStop and AMC, those stocks started trying to kind of go up, and they went through its little thing with the Redditors and shit. You probably don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Never mind, dude. We have a fucking agenda here. We got a fucking list that we're supposed to go through here. Violent Runts is making me jump off topics. I should have a list that I'm listening to. I haven't even looked at it. I'm kind of like just making sure I'm going through all my ones and twos now, because I fucking completely lost the audio, which is good because I was kind of bashing on some. I was bashing on some service industry customers. So let's take that as a sign of maybe you shouldn't say that. A ghost stopped it. There's a ghost around here. A ghost producer was like, bloop, stop. Okay, I don't think you should be saying that. You know, this is too early in your career. Everyone's getting canceled. So let's just stick to the fucking weed. I'm like, all right. I'm assuming that's what happened, which if that's the case, it's kind of scary. Like, there's ghosts around here. Politically correct ghosts activist. Whoa, what if that's what the fuck really happened? There's a politically correct ghost activist here. And they press pause on my podcast because I went too far. And I was talking about how in Oregon, I've been in the cannabis industry for 4 years now, right? In the beginning, I remember that there was like people that would get free weed, like food stamps, right? But for weed. Listen to what I'm saying. Somehow these people signed up some government program, medical, whatever. They're medical patients. And they had an allowance. So So they had like $300 worth of weed they would get from the government. And they could spend it at our dispensary, like a gift certificate or some shit. It was basically food stamps, dog. Weed food stamps. That was a thing here in Oregon. And in Texas, dude, you can't even ask if it's something sativa or indica because you're the customer service of the drug dealers in Houston, Texas is horrendous. Horrendous. They don't take account your time, you know, quality, quantity. You can't even, there's no bargains, you know what I'm saying? There's no Top Shelf Tuesdays. What's wrong, man? You guys gotta understand, drug dealers, you got dispensaries to fucking deal with now. You gotta deal with customer service. You gotta know your product, bro. You gotta stop saying, this is some fire. This is some fire. Or if you're like, I used to make, I still do. Back in the day, some of my old co-workers, this is some fire. So I say that whenever something's fire. You need to try this Violet Runtz. It's some straight fire. Fire. That's how the Oregon bud tenders, females, tell you something's good. It's fire. All right, so I guess the Violet Runtz is making me make, giving me the confidence to, or like, this is a, you understand, I'm a fucking introvert, bro. And listen to the way I'm talking. So this is a side effect of cannabis. This is drastic. Imagine if I was an extrovert. I would get canceled so fast. But I'm not. So we're just doing this podcast. So we are trying to be organized here. You know, I'm trying to get some of these old school. When the podcast started, it was me. It was a comedian and two strippers. You know what I'm saying? I got to find something equivalent like that in Portland or coordinate something where like we do like a Zoom call and I record the audio, which I could probably do. I should be able to do. And you mean that's the whole premise of my fucking company. Wait a minute. Of course I can do that. I could do that. But I just, you know, coordinating phone calls with people. You know, being a director, that's all it is coordinating shit, right? Do you know how untrustworthy people are? Especially when I'm not paying you. I can't pay you money. I'm a podcast. You know, I need sponsorships. And then the sponsorships that, I mean, I guess I could start doing sponsorships. We have enough people hitting us up on each episode to where like, we're able to sign up for sponsorships. We got to talk about, I don't know if you guys noticed some of these podcasts for the comedians midway during the show, they'll be like, and brought to you by, I guess we could do that right now. Covert Extractions, brought to you by the Kings of Canada. Check out the kingsofcanada.com. Yeah, stuff like that, right? Obviously we are doing that. That's what we're doing. Because we're professionals, right? This is a professional podcast, and that's what we're doing right now. So go check out the Kings of Canada. But anyways, we could be doing that for like other brands, but I don't think they want us. They're not going to want to, unless they're like associated with cannabis directly. Like, hey, this guy, what's the premise of his show? Oh, he just gets fucked up on one strain and then tries to do his radio show, and it hasn't been successful the past two episodes. All right, so let's get on with the show here. That I have notes. Why did I write notes earlier? Let's see. My family is very religious, and I know they're gonna judge everything I do anytime I do it. You know, like my family, everything that we did was with the church, bro. Like we grew up in the church. And I'm pretty sure that they do radio right now. And it's fucked up when I was trying to explain to some of my coworkers here. Like, hey, my uncle has a radio show on Radio Hallelujah. in Houston, Texas. At the same time, his nephew, who grew up in a church with him, me, is being nominated for by the Houston Press Music Awards for the best sex, uncensored sex radio talk show in Houston. Talking about balls and shit, you know? My uncle's over here on the radio using his talent or his abilities, God-given abilities to spread the word. And I'm here using it to spread some bullshit, you know, just to make people laugh, feel good. You know, so that's, you don't understand. I ran into my family because I thought like, everyone minds their business, you know. But that's not the case, man. Like, I think I've heard from other family members that my mom has told them I'm up here going to school solely. And that's it, you know. And this whole time, yeah, I've been going to school, but at the same time, I've been trying to, like, make a name of myself in the cannabis industry, you know. It was weird, like, I left everything in Houston to come up here. Like, I fucked up, not only say fucked up, but I, like, just dropped everything to come up here. Like, it wasn't, I kept telling people, hey, we're leaving eventually. But, you know, then one day when you pull the trigger, like, okay, well, right now, we're going to do it right now. This is it. And we actually pulled the trigger and did it. And people were like, what do you mean you're leaving? Like, yeah, I've been saying we're leaving for years. I think I talked about leaving Houston for 3 years to everybody. And everybody just laughed. That's kind of, it's sad too, man. Like, I remember saying, like, come on, guys, we could, like, smoke weed every day and just, like, sell weed and make enough to, like, pay rent and stuff, you know? It's not a taboo. And then people laugh like, haha, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to follow our dreams, you know? It's messed up somewhere around. I don't know what happened, but somewhere along the lines, money made you give up on your childhood dreams. That's deep as shit, bro. Violet runts. We call that mentally stimulating because I'm supposed to be sticking here to the topics, you know, at the same time trying to notate the effects that I'm feeling or what I'm doing. Sometimes I can't concentrate, you know. Sometimes I jump from topic to topic. And this one, I feel like I had a pretty good comeback, you know. Mm-hmm, take that. My mom's telling family members I'm up here just in college. Like, man, I'm trying to be a cannabis photographer. There's a couple of us up here. And I don't know how, like, I'm new to the area. You know, so I don't know how willingly people share information. Because I work with some farms where, which is weird, man. This is really weird. I worked with one farm, I'm not going to name any names, where I took pictures for them, and they were like, we can't use these pictures. These look way too good. That doesn't look like the cannabis. I'm like, well, that's what the cannabis looks like. I'm putting it in a light box. Like, I don't think so. I don't think they understood. Maybe once I said something, they kind of opened their mind, but I was like, I don't think you understand how product photography works. You know, like, what you see, didn't you see the McDonald's Big Mac? That's not how the fuck it looks like when you get it in the box. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got you, you know? The beauty of it is, this is your, is it, I'm not doing that. I'm not even, like, editing filters. I'm putting your shit under white light, under specific background colors to make something, just to make it pop. I'm using a lens. I'm using, you know, different techniques. I mean, there's a little bit of miscommunication, you know. I did a bunch of videos, and I'm like, all right, I got this part. Let me know what you guys want. And I never got hit back. This is after they paid me. So I'm like, okay, well, I emailed everybody that was involved. There was like two owners and a media director. And I emailed them all immediately back. Like, here's the videos. Let me know what you guys need. Improve. Where we going? You know, no feedback. Damn, so this fucking strange is making me jump from topic to topic. I should just stick to some stuff here, but now I'm way off topic now, bro. I'm here supposed to be talking about my family being real religious. And I know they're going to judge anything I do. I don't know if you guys have religious families like that. Do you guys have religious families like that? Everything we did was through the church, you know? So, which is fucked up. I think I'm like the only person in our family that's not baptized. Like everyone did everything through the church. And then I did some, like, I investigated with my siblings and I asked, like, hey guys, are you guys baptized? I was like, yeah. And I never got baptized, dude. Am I trying to sound like a repeat record here? I'm just saying this because the people that took me in were the Hindus. Like, I got the dot on my forehead, that red dot. I got one of those. You know what I'm saying? I never did, you know, I spent like almost all my childhood in the church. You know, they took my money. You think they would like be like, hey, this guy's giving a couple $100,000 here or whatever the fuck, you know, maybe we should like baptize him or make him go through the steps, you know, so he could, you know, you guys miss out on a lot of money, bro. If y'all would have just baptized me, I would have felt some kind of like, yo, I got to do it, man. I'm baptized. You know, I made that commitment when I was 7. So I got live with it, you know, or whatever age people get baptized in. I don't know because I didn't do it. My mom didn't do it. But I know, you know, so the religion that I did a ceremony in and they did paintings of my skin was Hinduism. So like technically, I think I'm Hindu, you know. I feel like they initiated me. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but I feel like, hey, I mean, that's as suggestive as I just want to be part of your shit, bro. Come on, Christians. I just want to be part of your shit. I mean, you guys wouldn't, you know, you took my money, you know. How do I get that back? That's messed up, dude. I was Christian and I gave him 10% of my money for so many years, you know. And now that I'm not Christian, I feel like there needs to be some kind of reparations thing because, like, the agreement was eternal salvation, but like y'all didn't baptize me, so y'all just took my money, but you didn't guarantee me the salvation. So fake news, hashtag, you know, hashtag fake news. You, not all religion, just the church that took my money. I need a, so if I, someone could direct me to a, what is that, religious law? Who do I contact? Let me know. Send me a comment. I'm ready. I'm ready to be the first one to get my reparations here. See, and I'm saying this, again, I'm smoking violent runs, knowing that if my family would probably listen to this, you know, I thought, you know, I'm a person that just like minds my business. So I remember one time, this is how, you gotta understand, I'm a fucking introvert, bro. So this is what you guys are getting as a side effect from the violent rents, right? This is how much of a, I don't want to face problems and shit, or I don't like doing things that are uncomfortable. I've gone to back home to Pasadena. You know, I've seen my cousins at the store. Someone that I grew up and played with all my life, you know what I'm saying? Now we're adults, I just haven't talked to them like in a decade. And I pretended I was looking for soap, you know, and made sure they walked by. And then I like went to the opposite side of the store and kind of hid until they left and then continued shopping and then checked my phone, didn't call nobody. That's happened a couple times. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie. You know, I saw your daughter to whoever uncle's listening to this. Yeah, I saw her at the store. Yeah, I didn't say hi. Fuck no. I don't want to say hi to you guys. You guys are real judgmental. You know what I'm saying? It's very weird, you know, to be, you know, I'm not saying it in a bad way. You just know when someone's very, imagine, you know, I don't want to say they're up there with like Mennonites and shit and Amish. They're almost, they're like a step below. They're like, imagine if they were Amish, but they lived amongst us. But this, the level of bullshit was still up there. In the judgment of small things, you know? Like, dude, it's 2022. people have kids out of wedlock, dog. You know, it's not a big thing. I was born out of wedlock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was born some other last name, one that should not be named. And I didn't turn into a Maya until, like, preschool. So I was alive for a couple years, and then they changed my name. And I think that I was only named with my first name because my mom was trying to ruin my dad's game. My dad, from what I understand, was like the grocery store head stalker. Like the man at the grocery store that he worked at, you know? Like those guys that stock, restock all the, put the cereal up and then put the macaroni up from the boxes with the cutters, and they're working night shift and shit. That was my dad, you know? He was the main dude. He was banging all the bitches at the store he worked at. And one of the bitches, actually, know what happened? My mom was like, my mom's nuts, bro. Like, I know my mom's nuts, but like, now that I hear the story, I'm like, hey, that's not normal. You're fucking crazy giving this shit here. My dad had a girlfriend and came in to the store where he worked at, where he is the man already, probably to show off to his other friends to be like, yo, I bagged this bitch. I mean, I bagged this young lady. Sorry, we have respect. We don't use that word up here. We don't use it. We're Portlanders. We're better than that. We're not from Texas. I bagged this young lady willingly with her consent. And I'm just showing her off. And I guess my mom had a crush on her, but she didn't tell my dad yet. So my dad doesn't even know who the fuck this lady is, right? My mom. And my mom's a tortilla lady, I guess. You know how the, you know how there's sushi people at grocery stores now? Where we're from, there's people that make fresh tortillas. Because that's how much tortillas get consumed where I'm from. We need fresh ones. Continuous. You know, we, the ones that are made from the factory are not enough. We need like continuous tortillas. So my mom was a tortilla lady. And she fucking threw a packet of tortillas. They were like, yo, we gotta re-up on some tortillas, bro. I don't know what the fuck was on my dad's. I'm assuming they were poor back then, so he's probably like, yeah, let's get some tortillas, let's get some fajitas, make some tacos, and then fuck, you know? I'm sure that's what he was saying, and she was like, hell no, I gotta make my move now. I gotta assert my dominance. And she threw a packet of tortillas at the lady's face. My mom, who did not know my dad at the time, who hadn't talked, they hadn't established, hey, I like you. They hadn't even said hi yet. My mom threw a tortilla packet at my dad's girlfriend. And that's how they, and a month later, I was here. I was conceived a month after that. True story. I think my mom lived in the second floor. Like, my dad one time had to like leave the second floor through the window because my uncles were like, who the fuck's in there? Mm-hmm. I guess what? I bet you they weren't reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. That's probably why my mom's really religious. That's probably why I'm not baptized either. If she was really religious, you know, like, hey, this guy's fucked. He was born out of wedlock. So that would make sense. You know what? That probably explains why I'm not baptized. My mom knows, hey, man, I fucked up with this first one. Literally, if I'm going to be religious, I shouldn't even waste my time or the resources of the church. Come on. Jesus is going to be like, this dude that was born out of wedlock, born after you threw the tortillas at the saint of a lady. We don't even know who that lady was. We should find that lady. Be like, hey, ma'am, 40 years ago, my mom, I'm 39 now, plus 9 months. 40 years ago, my mom threw a tortilla packet at your face. And from my ancestors, I would like to apologize to your family to squash the beef, you know, because that bitch is out there. I mean, that lady's out there. That woman, that victim is out there. Someone 40 years ago got tortillas smacked at them because some fucking dude here, German Amaya, my dad, I'm German Amaya with the sun. And she just named me that to fucking throw salt in this game, bro. I was named. That's why. That's how much thought and effort was taken into my name. I'm telling you guys secrets. Violent ones. Every time I realize I'm telling you guys, fans, like, why am I even here? What the fuck? I'm all playing victim. Wait, where am I, bro? Violent runts. This is one of those, I'm telling you, sativas kind of sneak up on you and make you tell things. Okay, I don't want to say the truth serum, but I feel like I'm going through some kind of therapy right now. God, childhood trauma, bro. You know, it's like a hit or miss with some weeds. Here's a good example. There's a strain of cannabis. Sometimes they have the name cherry in it, like cherry mints, cherry kush, cherry whatever, right? If it has cherry and I smoke it, I'll probably cry. No bullshit, dude. I don't know what it is with me and cherry. I get a little emotional. I remember my homeboys that ain't here no more or something. I'm just like, ooh. All right, get over it. You know, I'll cry a little tear or whatever for whatever reason, you know. Gangsters can cry or something. I've heard that somewhere. I'm sure if I Google it, it's a thing. Yeah. So anyways, what I'm trying to get at is I know that my family's real judgmental. They're like a little bit borderline below Amish. So like, I do these shows halfway knowing that they're going to listen to them because I've, you know, again, I already went over the fact that I saw my cousin at a store and I ignored them and hid to the left and then I continued shopping. I think that's happened a couple times. You know, I don't want to talk to you guys. What are you going to talk about? But, you know, last time I think I talked to somebody, one person came up to me, was like, hey, yeah, how's it? You're doing a radio show, right? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh yeah, some sex stuff or something. I was like, yeah, cool. So I was more into the, because I'm fucking stupid, dude. I'm naive. I don't catch cues. You know, I'm sure I'm on some level of the spectrum. I'm from the 80s. We don't diagnose people. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. Either I'm on the spectrum or half the time these TikTokers remind me, like, you know, I have autism and I have this. And I'm like, yeah, me too. But then I got to remind myself, hey, you've been high for years continuously. That's why you're acting that way. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's why. That's true. That is true also. That's why I don't remember where my keys are at, because I'm high all the time. You know, not because this TikToker who doesn't have a medical degree says that because I lose my keys, I have autism. You know, I fall for the propagandas very easily, bro. I'm very easily suggestible to things, you know, so that's the side effects of not getting nurtured as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be around people. You know, so your level, like, these are your requirements to be my best friend forever. 1, drive a scooter. 2, like MMA. 3, come to my house. I don't want to go to you. And then 4, smoke weed. Those 4 right there, bro. There's like that. If you get those 4, 100% BFFs. If you're like 3 out of 4, we're 75% BFFs. You know, 2 out of 4, 50% BFFs. We're still BFFs, bro. If you like to smoke weed and that's it, we're 25% BFFs. You know what I'm saying? Pick one of those. That's the requirements. That's it. And then you know the level already. I just gave you the fractions. You know, that way you can be like, you know, Amaya. Oh, yeah. He's like 75% BFFs with me. I don't smoke weed. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm only 25. You know, maybe one day I'll pick up a habit or watch MMA or something. Go up on the scale. And that's basically it, dude. Like, everyone at work, unless we got beef, you know, which I don't think we do with anybody, but everyone at work, like, hey, you committed your life to selling cannabis? Sweet, me too, man. I want to use my skills to take pictures and be like, lemon kush, 15% THC, helps with this. Yeah, you know, just different. It's just basically we're making art, dude. It's fucking crazy. There's like a couple dispensary not dispensary, but there's a couple photographers in the industry that are trying to make a name for themselves, and I'm like trying to step it up, and I'm going to school for graphic design, so I'm like, dude, I gotta do this graphic design shit. Like, I gotta be the dude, you know. That's that Houston, Texas mentality. I gotta be number one, you know. Like, nah, bro, we can all eat. It's cool. There's enough farms. Honestly, everyone should, all these people that are doing the photography, there's enough of us so we could just get together and like start our own company. There's maybe like 10 of us in the state, like good ones, you know, with the right gear. I know some people are coming up. I don't want to name any names, you know, but that's something that might be able, you know, I probably should look into that. We'll see. We got a lot of stuff on our plate. We're getting to the end of school. Man, I'm a fucking senior in college. Like, I'm about to end. And trying to decide what the fuck to do once I'm done, you know. One of the things that I'm trying, they're telling me to do at this point, they're like, hey, you're a senior? Yeah. Like, I'm going from being like, you know, there's a job title. My job title was an engineer before this, you know. And now I'm like an artist. And you might be like what? Like, you paint and shit? Like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, I can if you ask what the fuck you want. But like, I'm like a creator. I'm a creative. Like, what do you need? A video? I got you. I got cameras. I can make you a logo. I can make you a piece of art. I can make you a portrait. I just make shit for people. You know, so it's, I gotta, they're saying, the teachers, you know, because they're trying to guide us. And, you know, I'm trying to take this shit serious, dude. I'm fucking 39, bro. I'm like, you're panicking. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm starting my life. I'm like, bro, I got a fucking family to feed. I got to be able to do my podcast. So I need to be able to pay for, like, electricity. I can't be homeless. Homeless people don't have electricity. Hopefully, well, we'll do this. If I do become homeless, I'll make sure to take my podcasting equipment with me. So at least I can continue doing that. I'm sure I can get some electricity from somewhere. We'll donate some. We'll start investing into, like, not wireless energy, solar energy or wind energy turbines to charge your appliances. It's a little small generator. I think I should be, dude, why am I planning that I'm going homeless? I'm fine, bro. We're going to be fine, dog. We're going to be fine. See, this is the cannabis making me freak out. So anyways, as an artist, I think I gotta like choose my lane, I guess, in layman's term. I gotta, what type of artist am I? You know? And a lot of people are like, well, they need representation. People need representation and minorities and stuff. And like, my background's Hispanic, Latino, you know. My mom's Mexican. My dad's Salvadorian. So I'm half and half, which my Spanish is mixed together. I didn't learn difference between Mexican and Salvadorian Spanish. I just learned it mashed together. So like, I can speak to nobody. My Spanish is messed up as shit. Like, Spanish was my first language, but my parents didn't explain to me, like, hey, we're speaking different dialects to you. And I never got that. That explains a lot why people would be like, what is wrong with this dude? That's probably why I didn't get baptized, dude. Everyone was trying to talk to me, and I was just, like, saying some gibberish. I'm like, hey, man, I don't like the way this kid speaks Spanish to me. Very, I don't know what he's saying. As a person of Christ, I don't like it. You know, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking back then. So I'm trying to decide, okay, should I go down the ethnic path? You know, I'm Hispanic, Mexican, Salvadorian. So like, you know, historically, everyone looks back at their, you know, I haven't done the ancestry.com shit. I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. I feel like if I am, someone's going to go to jail. I don't know why. I mean, I didn't do anything, but, you know, I've heard stories, you know, like, oh, well, this guy is going to jail because of these murders. I'm like, dang, I'm not trying to do all that. I'm just trying to see where the fuck I'm at, I guess, lineage wise, so I know, like, whatever, we're Spaniard royalty or something, you know, because we're Latino. That means historically the Spaniards were part of the conquista, the conquistadors, you know, like Mexico and this whole land had Europeans come and they interbred with the indigenous, and that's the Mexicans now. You know, it didn't have that name back then. It had some other, historically, you know, we know we're mixed. That's where there's like an undertone of colorism in the Hispanic culture. You know, it's a kind of an insult to be, you know, in America, you call someone Native American, you know, that's not really an insult. But in Mexico, it is. You say, call someone an Indio, they're like, yo, fuck you, dude. And then people get mad if you talk the native language. I'm saying that's a lot of colorism in the culture. And believe it or not, I used to be a teacher at a college. And even though I'm high as shit, most of these, I mean, all serious and shit, fuck. Even though I smoke a lot, though, you know, I still apply myself as hard as I can. And I try, you know, I was part of the honors program in school. So there's a bunch of projects that we did that were like to help mankind type stuff, you know, it was weird. There's something called a capstone, which I guess you're supposed to take it right when you graduate. So like as soon as you're done with this, you're motivated to change the world or whatever. But I taught kids in Spain over the summer online. Like we were going talking back and forth. This was sanctioned, all right? Those would be like, oh, this motherfucker's come, you know, admitting to talking to kids. Like, yeah. But I was a teacher. Like, we were teaching them, like, America. They were teaching them English, basically. So they had a program where ex-alumni from my school lives in Spain. So they have a curriculum where she works for the school, but in Spain. And she works at elementary. And the English teachers are the students at the school. I was one of them. So I would talk to these kids and we'd go back and forth. I had to learn about Spain and vice versa. They learned about, so I made videos. I'd go around like, look, this is McDonald's. And, you know, they would tell us what they would eat normally. And I told them like what they thought about Americans. Like, oh, I think Americans eat McDonald's and Taco Bell. I'm like, yeah, because they ate like food, like they're saying the little 12-year-old kids, like, I know how to make wine. I'm like, wine? That's illegal, sir. Why does a little kid make alcohol and shit? Who's your parents, you know? But it's like a different culture, you know? One of the things that I kind of, you know, we're going to get racial here. I'm just going to give you guys a warning. Not racist, just we're going to go down to racial talk, though, because you got to understand, I'm Mexican, Salvadorian. These are countries that were invaded by Spain. The Philippines were invaded by Spain. That's why Filipinos and Mexicans have, like, the same last names, you know? Raped and pillaged and are, you know, historically, my last name is Amaya. There was a group of natives called Mayans or the Maya. Maya. I'm pretty sure there's a connection there. We're like regionally in the same spot family-wise, you know? So this whole, my whole childhood, and even in Texas, they have Texas history. They teach you Texas history in like in 7th or 8th grade. So you learn your shit. And then there was a Spanish-American War, you know? So like Spain has always been like the bad person. And then I think during World War II, they were like on the German side, bro. Like Spaniards. This is so fucked up. They had a little undertone of racism, dude. Like historically and shit like that, you know? Like I think that's where we get the colorism from in our culture is from that. And when I was talking to these kids, they were telling me about their culture. And I'm like, no, I didn't want to say nothing. But like, I'm like, yeah. That's racist, bro. You know, like, but it was a little kid, so I couldn't say that. But, like, one thing they were telling me, and you got to understand, Spain is, when I went to Spain, and while I was in the military, I looked at Spain, me going to Spain, like, it's like people from Africa or like a black person going to the continent of Africa and being like, you know, the motherland. That's kind of how, in my head, I thought like, oh yeah, this is motherland, you know, when we were finally going there. So I remember being like, all right, guys, I'll speak the Spanish and I'll translate for you guys. And I didn't fucking fit in, dude. If you had blue eyes and blonde hair, you fit in, you know. I think I got treated shittily because I had brown hair and brown eyes, honestly, you know, just being straight up with you. And then, it wasn't what I thought it was. They showed some racism a little bit, and like attitude or colorism, I guess, or it was a little undertone. I noticed it. I'm like, fuck Spain, you know, and I had that attitude from my first time I visited Spain. I was like, it was just not what I expected, you know. And then historically, conquistadors, right? And then the kids I was teaching were from the same region that Christopher Columbus was from. And so they kind of have his history. So when we were talking back and forth, and it, you know, what do you think about our history? I'm just like, dude, I'm curious what you guys think about us, you know? Like, they had, like, I don't think he's a big deal. I don't know if they brush him. I couldn't get it out of anybody. I don't know what the Spaniards that I taught, I don't know what they think about Christopher Columbus or and what he did or what, you know, I don't know what they feel about that, you know. But when they were telling me how they are as people, you know, you're from Texas, you know, we remember the Alamo or something, you know, everyone has their regional stories. When they were telling me their stories, I'm like, yo, that's not really good, bro. Like, I remember, I'm going to get it wrong on purpose, but there was some national hero that they were, like, emphasizing. I think they have statues of him. Either Bruno or Brutus or some shit like that, you know, some guy, like some ancient dude from Spain. He was like the lead guy that let all the Romans away in back in the ancient days. It was like Spain is like a little peninsula looking shit, right? And then people were trying to take over, and there was one guy that was so strong, one of the Spaniards, that he kept them away. And then they finally got him because they convinced someone in his inner circle to betray him. Kind of like Jesus, the story of Jesus. He got Judas to betray him, some shit like that, right? But he was on a Spaniard. It was a Spaniard person, and then they killed the dude, and then they took over Spain, right? So they were telling me like, yeah, and so the Spaniard people, you know, they're brave like Brutus, and I'm just like, hey, but what about the other? Like the story you told me was like, yo, our people backstabbed our hero. You know, and I'm like, you don't see it like that? I don't know. I'm just going off of what you're, I don't know. Maybe because I'm looking at it another way. I don't know what strain I was under. We weren't doing this study. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, you know, because I'm not going to lie. Why would he say that? Why is he thinking this way? Dude, I'm high every time, every day at school. I've made the dean's list, the president's list. I get good grades. I'll just be honest with you. I'm high because I haven't been able to smoke before. I'm from Texas and I'm a college student and I can, you know, later on I can't. So yeah, I live life. I'm living life like a college student. I don't know anything about politics right now. I'm just doing my little podcast, you know, checking out the violent runts here. Nothing crazy, you know, but, they were telling me also these little kids from Spain, how, I guess, regionally, it's like if you can track your relatives and the more pure your blood is, the more royal-ish you look to them, you know what I'm saying? And by pure bloods, they mean like, hey, you don't screw outside the, you gotta understand why Spaniards are still Europeans, dude. Ooh, like blonde, blue eyes and shit. So they're basically saying, the kids are telling me, yeah, in our culture, if you're a pure blood, this sounds like some Aryan Brotherhood shit. If you're a pure blood, you're better. You know, I'm like, hey, you guys got family in Texas? It sounds kind of familiar. You know, I was raised in Pasadena, Texas, like KKK headquarters was there. Oh, the KKK, dude. Okay, so their Christianity, they, like, whenever they were telling us about, like, I forgot what fucking Christian holiday was around, and they took that shit serious, dude. But then when they were, like, showing us the live stream, there was people that were in, like, KKK robes, just not the pointy hats, but they were, like, I'm like, yo, what is this? You know? And supposedly they're like, yeah, this is what the KKK took it from or whatever. But I'm like, you guys are talking about purebloods. Very KKK-ish over here. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. It made me feel like, I don't want to say they didn't learn a lesson, but I don't think anyone's like called them out on it as a culture. Like, hey, man, what the fuck was up with you guys backing up the Nazis during World War II? How do you feel about that? You know, I mean, they have like their, but I don't know. Spain has like, it's weird. They don't all speak Spanish. Spain is like the United States, but they're not officially the United States. That way they don't have to pay taxes to each other. So, you know how Texas is always saying like, oh, we should start our own nation. You know what I'm saying? There's an actual nation in, or there's a state in Spain that's like, thinks like that and acts like that. They have their own taxes and their own police and they hate the rest of Spain, but they're still like together. It's weird. It's weird. So I thought everyone spoke Spanish, but they don't, you know, just the region that we were at, those were the Spanish speakers and that's where these people were from. And it made me think, like, as an artist, I don't know about, like, you know, ancestor-wise, if I follow my lineage, at one point, it splits. My blood is half Spaniard and half indigenous, you know? Which way do I follow it? You know, that's where I'm at right now as an artist. Like, do I say, yeah, Spaniard, Spain, Real Madrid? I know, like, some of my family, they, like, Barcelona. I'm like, you motherfuckers, have you even been to Spain? That's weird. Do we have some kind of lineage with Spain that I'm not aware of? Like, you guys are on the Spaniard side, you guys ain't cool with the, you guys, I don't know. I don't know where most of my family is on them. Maybe we're like, yeah, cool, fuck Spain, bro. I mean, we like Spain, fuck the indigenous. I'm like, for real? Shit, I didn't know, you know? I don't know what the stance is. I hope that's not the case. I hope it's the opposite. You want to think your family stands for good, but you don't know. Might be bad guys or something. That's why I don't want to say I'm scared to do the 23andMe or whatever. I don't know what I'm going to find. I don't know what I do with the information either. I just know, like, with all that's been occurring recently, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I should, you know, there's like Mayan artists. Someone needs to draw that shit, you know, like, should I be doing it? You know, I haven't seen the new Aztec. There's that drawing of the Aztec warrior with the princess, like, all like, you know, asleep in his arms and shit. Do I need to be drawing shit like that? I don't know, you know, so that's where I'm at as an artist. And it's weird to say because I'm fucking old, you know, but I got to decide something. Yeah. And then the Christopher Columbus shit, like, I just wanted to know what these people thought about what the, like, hey, what do you think about what your person did? And I have a joke about that, too. We're going to end with that because we're running out of time here. But, you know, like, Christopher Columbus, that wasn't his real name, you know? His name, he was Spaniard, sort of, or he was from Spain. His name was Cristobal. His last name was Colón. Right? Cristobal Colón was Christopher Columbus's real pronounced name. And I have this theory that they changed it because, yes, it's in Spanish, but in English, if he would have kept his original name in English, Christopher Columbus's name would have been, listen to me, Cristobal Colon. Christopher Columbus's real name is Cristobal Colon. Yeah. But the Illuminati has convinced you that it's not. Eh. All right. We got to start wrapping up the show here. We're trying to give a little bit of review here for the Violent Runts. Shout out to Covert Extractions. I know you guys are trying to get into the Kings of Canada. So I was able to get the sample here. I am one of the samplers. It's one of my jobs at the Kings of Canada. Like, here, try this. And let me know what you think. So smoking wise was good, I guess. I didn't feel anything like bad from it. I didn't cough violently or anything like that. So I like the packaging. It's pretty nice. It says top secret. I had a secret clearance, which I bring up like all the time. So to be able to point to that and be like, I had a secret clearance. Thanks. I really appreciate things like that in my life that just lets me brag for no reason, you know? But the violent runts, I feel like this is a sneaker upper. Like you're going to feel kind of sober. And for the most part, you'll be able to control the conversation and the topic. But for like 30 seconds, you're going to go blank mentally. But your mouth will keep going. And then 30 seconds later, you're going to be like, what am I talking about? Because I caught that a couple times. A little slippage, a little mental slippage going. Like when your transmission is slipping, you ever had a car that you're driving and it's like going. And then it's like it goes into neutral by itself, you know? A neutral transmission, you press on the gas and it just goes, but like the wheels don't spin, you know? I felt that going on in my head a little bit. A little mental slippage here. So you gotta be careful with that because God knows where the conversation might steer. Would I do this before something important where I needed to talk? Probably not. I had notes in front of me and I didn't even get through all of them. And I thought they were pretty short. I got halfway through my, you know, rant with about the kids of Spain and Christians getting upset, sort of. There may be like two topics I didn't get to. But other than that, I think I did okay. But like, even with the notes, I was still off topic. And then in the beginning, I talked for like 20 minutes and I never pressed record. So it's like a big chunk that's missing that I had to like try to remember. So hopefully I caught enough this time. I pressed record after 20 minutes. So, you know, that's a, you know, responsibility wise, violent rants, nah. You're trying to maybe chill at home, watch a movie or something. I'll probably say so. Yeah. No, nothing responsible is going to get done after this. So, you know, this is just like a enjoyment thing. So, yeah, I'll recommend it. It's a nice little sneaker up. But again, I wouldn't do anything important. If you're doing tasks, I wouldn't do any tasks or anything like any. You might forget something. You're cooking and you forget to turn on the stove. Or maybe that thing has happened a couple times where you forget to turn the stove off afterwards. Something like that. It's a little, don't do anything with the violent runts. That requires a little bit of responsibility. Make sure you're like go to sleep or something. Yeah. Well, we got to wrap it up, you guys. We're running out of time here. Thanks for tuning in. You guys that have been buying shirts from the art store, they're buying NFTs. Dude, I can't believe people are buying NFTs. That's crazy. Check out the NFTs. If you guys are trying to get like maybe a picture of some of the cannabis here that we're trying, I don't poop. All right. I take pictures. I'm trying to say I do pic photography. Let me rephrase that. I take pictures of cannabis and make them into NFTs so you can buy them. They're like a fucking dollar, dude. They're cheap, you know? And then you can hold on to them and like, you know, how people have pictures of weed from like the 70s. Now you have pictures of the weed now. So like 20, 30 years from now, you could be like, yeah, look at this. And then you could sell it to somebody. The money keeps this place going. So we appreciate that. I think we got in more NFT sales than we've gotten t-shirt sales. So if you're trying to spend some of your crypto profits and just buy yourself a little picture of some weed, or you have some of the old podcasts, season one, all of season one is uploaded on OpenSea.io, Dirtbag Radio. You can buy an episode for like $5 in Polygon Ethereum. You probably don't know what that means, but for like $5 worth, you can buy an episode. You can edit it, make some clips and upload it, and you get paid off of that. I don't care. I'm giving these to the fans. Like, if you want to buy it, I'm not going to put season 1, 2, and 3 on YouTube. I'll put season 4 myself, but I feel like I owe it back to the followers, if any are still around. I know it's been a while, for you guys to be like, well, what am I getting out of this? Like, dude, if you want to, you need something to edit and upload some content, or make a script to make cartoons if you're an editor, cartoonist, you know, videographer. You just need audio, dude. $5 will get you like 2 hours of audio, 1 hour of audio, you know, from like some interviews from back in the day, crazy topics, get you a little 2-3 minute clip, put it up online, get some hits on it, maybe make some money. That's all you, man. You bought the episode, so you could do whatever you want with it. We're trying to give it back to the community here. So make sure to check out our sponsors, the Kings of Canada. Thank you for this gift of the Violent Runts. Here, we'll give you guys a report on it here soon when we come in on Saturday. See you guys on Saturday at work if you're tuned in. If you're not tuned in, then cool, because I'm going to probably spill some secrets, some tea on here. If you know, well, as soon as I find out no one from the shop is listening, ooh, we're spilling all the tea. All the tea's on here, bro. I better not listen. As soon as someone tells me, hey, don't spill the tea on the podcast, I won't. But until then, I probably will. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But check them out. The place we're possibly going to spill the tea from, the Kings of Canada. KingsofCanada.com. All right, this is Maya 4000. You've been listening to Poundbag Radio. I've been high off these Violent Runts from Covert Extractions. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.